Yeah, Justin Houston is, you know, he's one of the best players on the team. So to have him out there getting acclimated to the defense, going through individuals, just getting him, getting his feet wet a little bit. And by the time he comes back, he'll be full go. And we'll welcome him with open arms.
Derek. He didn't do a whole lot. I know Justin didn't do a whole lot of practice, but how do you look for the first time out there?
Justin looks good. You know, he's, man, he looks better than I thought he was. Thought he would. I thought he'd be limping just a little bit, but it was no limp to him. Of course, he hadn't banged up against anybody yet, so that's still to be seen. But Justin's a heck of an athlete, and he takes care of his body really well as a younger player in this league, and he'll be ready to go. So he's really strong where he is right now.
Did you, you know what?
Your injury was different when you missed the whole season, but how do you know when you're back? What tells you as a player that you are what you used to be, or do you not know that?
You know what? It's hard because you lose a little bit of confidence just because you've been out of the game. But what I did and what helped me out is after getting back on the field, seeing things, you have to train your eyes back. I mean, don't get me wrong, your body may be ready, but the mind is a little different when you get on the field and see certain plays happen and how well can you react. So we'll see how that goes for Justin, but trust me, he will be – we'll make it simple for him, make him just let him go.
You're going to have two new starters on defense this week because of injuries. Is this defense built to be resilient and to handle new starters?
Well, definitely. I mean, you got Sam that's stepping in for Justin March. You got Ramique Wilson who's played Mike, so he'll be ready to go at that position too. Man, you got Chris Jones, you know, he'll step in, and he's a second-round pick, early round pick guy that's very big and explosive. So I think John Dorsey and Andy Reid has done a good job building the depth of this team. It's a long season, so things happen, unfortunately, but you got to be able to respond. I think we'll respond the right way.
Derek, you've been here a long time, but you guys now haven't lost at Arrowhead in over a year. Has there something been extra special recently, maybe, about playing home?
Well, the crowd, you know, this crowd that we have here, the fans here, they're great. And it's hard to play here in Kansas City if you're the opposing team. And I play on defense, so that crowd helps us out. And what better way to use them against you know, Drew Brees, which is one of the best to ever play the game. So we're going to need the crowd, that 12th man, so it's going to be great.
What's the key to going up against a guy like that, figuring out that chess match between you and Drew Brees, the defense? Because as you mentioned to me, he's just a great player.
Well, going against Drew Brees, you got to have put on a thinking cap of the Peyton Mannings and Tom Brady's. Don't be the tail in the defense. Make sure everybody plays in unison. And, man, you got to have a plan for him. And execute it. Everybody has to do their job really good, because if not, he's going to find a weak link, and if you're the weak link, he's going to go to it and exploit it.
How many times have you rewatched that hit on Jalen Richard?
You know what? Everybody else has been posting it. I've seen it a lot of times, but, you know, I didn't know it was that big of a hit until after I saw it on my phone. I'm like, wow, that was a big hit. But the best thing about it, this is a violent sport, so those things happen. But he got up, and that's what I was glad about. So.